Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
That's a beautiful song there by Zolile Guka Ngamadola, the evergreen song indeed. It's one of the golden oldies there by the late Zolile Guka Ngamadola. You can listen to this song. Hey, I'll bless her. Yeah, these are some of the songs, you can just listen to them over and over again. Leave them on repeat, yeah, and you will never ever regret listening to such songs. And of course, you can only find them right here. I don't know of any place that you can listen and find this kind of music except right here on AM 657 kilohertz. Bishop!
Man of God!
Ka Setswana re re motho o mogolo ang ko gotu o leshano. Tata ke bue leshano tota, ke bue leshano gogang mo mogadi. I was just commenting je gore, hey, where else can you find such great songs except here?
Oh my God.
Where else but here on Radio Pulpit?
Man of God, that is the only platform where you are pulling people out of the pit.
Absolutely. Pull pit.
And yeah, you are pulling them out of the pit, man of God.
Uh-huh.
So that is the platform. Anointed one.
And it's a joint venture. It's actually a joint venture between us and the church and the pastors and all that. So Radio Pulpit is you and you are Radio Pulpit. We are you and you are us. Yeah, without radio, without you, there is no Radio Pulpit. Without your pastor, there is no Radio Pulpit. Without your church members, there is no Radio Pulpit. Without South Africans, there is no Radio Pulpit. Without the listener, there is no Radio Pulpit. Mfundis, we have been blessed by these beautiful rains, and it has been raining all over the country. We need to really start with that and thank our Heavenly Father. Other than that, also pray for those who might have lost their loved ones and their properties due to some floods. I know that certain parts of this country flooded because of that, what do you call that?
The cyclone.
And what is it? Its name again? Is it a female name that they gave it? We need to have John Cyclone too.
I'm not sure now.
We need to have Bo James Cyclone. We need to have Bo Peter. It's enough, man. They need to give our women break. They need to give our women a break, but who? Yo, Nahana. Dineo. I don't go on that. Murut, time is not on our side. So today we are continuing with our topic of divine exaltation, Mfundiswak. If you can take us back to a few things that we talked about last week, and then we continue with what you have for us tonight.
Greetings again, men of God, and your beloved listeners. It's our Radio Pulpit. Yes, we are still on it, men of God. We touched a few points tailoring, they are very important for Banaba Mudimu, you know, to adhere to, in order for them to experience the divine exaltations. We spoke about losing your rights, and we last week we spoke about to possess a spirit of humility, and today I just want us to touch this other key, and that is to walk in absolute obedience to the voice of God. Remember, Mruti Moabi, when everything was said and done, in the Garden of Eden, God created a family. And the Bible says, before God performed the operation whereby Aile answer what was hidden Kara Adam in order to bring a sense of fulfillment to him. because what Adam was looking for was right inside, you know. It was locked up in the inside of him. That is why when he looked around, you know, in the garden, onaza kono thola motho. Yellow ring aga kona who feel something that was already there, the void that was already in him. You know, he looked at the apes, he looked at the baboons, you know, you name them all the animals that were there in the garden. Couldn't fulfill him, but the void that was locked up in the inside of him, something had to be, you know, unleashed right in the inside of him in order to cover, you know, what was lacking in him. And the Bible says, then from there on, right there, you have a problem at all. But the good part about the story is that when Lady Eve came, when she landed, you know, those Brazilian hair. I don't know whether the Brazilian hair was there already.
All the hair types were there. Remember, yeah, talk about the first human here. All the mask. Yeah. Okay. I'll be in trouble, Mruti.
And when Adam looked at her, Mruti said, "Bones of my bones, flesh of my flesh." And he named her womb man, the man with a womb. And when the enemy saw that, that's when the problem started. The enemy did not have a problem when Adam was busy naming the animals, when Adam was busy trailing the crowns. You know, the enemy did not have a problem about everything that Adam did, but botata botomile, when Adam atomasemeli, that means where the biggest challenge that we are encountering, you know, or we have been encountering for the longest of time, kihore Satan, kapa the enemy, the adversary, you know, the opponent, the devil, you know, moliko hamor, he's only after the family. And now when we look deeper into our family altar structures, which is one of my, you know, messages that, you know, I advocate from time to time. The only challenge is Satan anang leona. The problem is Satan anang leona is the family. And when Lady Eve came into the picture, she did not know anything of evil. Remember, Muruti Ore, we were unleashed from the world of answers into the world of questions. And that is why when you learn the Molefatin Lena Ladi Puchiso, because what are you here for? What are you here to offer? I mean, what are you made of? That is why everything that the world will throw at you, it is not because you are unfortunate. It is not because you are cursed. You know, it is not because that you are bewitched. But le fatse le lahela di loko wena because le batla o le jwetse di karabo le fatse le na le dipotso tse batlang di karabo. This is the world of questions. And Eve did not know anything of evil. The only thing that Eve knew was good. You know, because everything that the Lord did, you know, when he created the heavens and earth, you know, had no tana creator on earth, this is good. So everything that is good and of good character, that is the only thing that Eve knew. And even if you know, they believe everything that is good. That is why they will come, this man, Ake, Amlelor, Otomorekela, Drini, Yena, okay, Ipakela, you know, Sporo Sating, and then Me Amudumele, this man will leave two kids and go, there come another one, Amlelor. No, that one was a devil. Now I'll come and wipe away your tears. Usiamwana Lenawa Tabela. But everything that is of good, you know, en libunke kamoharu yona. That is the only thing that is new. She does not know anything of evil. That is why when the serpent came, irrespective how subtle the serpent was, if unatse bawore, una lena ko mo the Almighty God aka. I thought I spent an hour. There was that moment where their relationship was of high quality. And Eve mastered and understood the voice of the Lord. Nana, whenever nakuyeu haine fika, and then they have that fellowship together as a family, that was the best moment ever. So Eve did not know anything of evil. And when the serpent came, Rudy, him being subtle, then he started, you know, injecting and inculcating things that Eve knew nothing about. So when Eve bought into the story, she was not even aware what a Satan, you know, was deceiving her. That is why after, you know, they tapped into that tree of knowing of, you know, evil and good, that is where the whole thing now got messed up. And that is where now there was this, you know, I mean this connection evidently now for a man, you know, to obey and walk in absolute obedience to the voice of God. Because something now of no value, something alluring in a case at the highest level of hindrance came into the picture. And that was the voice of the opponent, the voice of the enemy, the voice that for the longest of time, kiona eko some problem, you know, mapilong abatu. When people decide to do anything good for the Lord, when people decide to worry, the Lord so ketene kibieta before, and I want to live right. I want to walk, you know, in absolute obedience to the voice of God. There is this foreign voice from the opponent that will forever, you know, hinder the growth, hinder that relationship. That is why even today, and the only thing that they did was to practice, you know, religion. They know nothing about another level and realm, alluring into a relationship where you relate, you know, to your maker, where you relate, you know, to the giver of life. When you totally connect to the light, you know, I mean, the one that we're scooped out of. And the challenge, that is why after so many years, we still have people who don't know his voice. Mm-hmm. And now it becomes impossible, or now, how can you follow, how can you obey someone that you don't know? I mean, you don't know. How can you listen to the voice that you don't know?
You mentioned, Murudi, something important there, that the enemy is after families. And the enemy, I don't know why he, like, maybe, I mean, some of the things you mentioned there was part and parcel of the reasons why the enemy targeted women. But the question has always been, where was Eve? I know that there are many manuscripts that are out there that actually tell us into the details of what actually transpired in at the Garden of Eden there. But Murudi, the whole element, what else can we do as a family unit? I'm talking about husbands, wives, and children, to make sure that we learn to know the voice of the Holy Spirit. We learn to obey the voice of the Holy Spirit to avoid the repetition of what happened in the Garden of Eden. For women to test the voices that whisper in their ears, and again for husbands, because there is a verse, Mfundisi, that says husbands must teach their wives, and it's like it says that they must use the word to clean their wives. But in most cases, wives, they don't listen to the teachings of their own husbands. They'd rather listen to the teachings of Bishop Malat instead of their own husbands at home. How important is that setup, Mruti? Are we there yet, or is something we haven't even pondered, going into the setup whereby the husband teaches the wife, and the wife listens to the husband, and her wife teaches the children and all that, to avoid listening to strange voices? Because, Muruti, you can agree with me that families are divided. And if the families are divided, then it becomes easy for the enemy to come and do as he pleases.
You see, Muruti, thank you so much. You know, you mentioned something of great importance there. Because the biggest challenge here is that the family becomes the manufacturer. And anything that is manufactured from that, company, you know, or maybe partnership, you know, it's highly going. That is why each and every given car, you know, Elorin, before it goes into the market, it must go through the testing ground. You know, it goes there in order for it to be thoroughly tested. And throughout those testing, you know, by nameta di kaba, by yesam, by yesam, by yesam, Obonza, you know, the highest quality that it is made of. And this is where now most of the families, the little leka, you know, that leadership, the little leka, that mentoring, the little leka, that grooming and upbringing, Elorin is shaper, you know, the future for tomorrow. And now when you land up now to the level where you bring someone else into your life, you know, what matters most to Kurena Mutuona, also company is seeing. I remember there was this one evangelist who was very, 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 you know, militant. You know, this was one man, radical, to the point that when he started, you know, when he got married, he spent almost, you know, 2 to 4 months because he said he did not want to commit sin. That's how radical that man was. And this man would say, if you have a problem with your wife, then or mama, how I tell to go
Yeah.
But the biggest challenge here, Muruti Kiore, how can we bring, you know, one family that is thoroughly structured when, you know, the hostels were introduced? You know, remember Lento Edison Tronco. It is the weapon that the enemy used to come and destroy and attack the families. When the head of the family will be removed, you know, from the picture, then atamaya odula kwa utwile osebeta. You know, sometimes ba monka they lock him up there, you know, into prison for years and years and years, and then ha hucha mole, there is a lot of things selling adikagani mo. That is why we have families. I mean motolang worry. You know, me because bomme ba yema, we bless the Lord kabomme, the power and the wisdom that the Lord gave to them. You know, when everything is said and done, when people but yema kirongabona to mess them up, but they will stand there, they will stand up and pick up the pieces. This is why we were brought up by women, but on the women very strong. And the only thing that they wanted to see, Kara Mapelo Arona, it was success. And now the study says, Muru, the study says, you know, a single woman, you know, can raise a doctor. You know, they can raise a pastor, they can raise, you know, an engineer, a professor, you name them all. The only thing that they cannot raise is a husband. Because now everything must align to the order and the protocol of God. And now most families now were fractured when coming to that order now, because you find that in one family, and this is the work of the enemy. And this is where now we as the family, when we sit around our family altar, we need to bring into focus, you know, the tricks and the attacks of the enemy. There is a voice of the Lord that we need to obey. You know, I mean, I can't the Bible, Muruti, you know, I mean, obedience is better than sacrifice. Many people to go out of their way to try, you know, to please God by their sacrifices. But Mudimo has said you can to see. Mudimo is not after the sacrifices. God is after obedience. And obedience, Muruti Mwadi, ipatilekara pain. Something where people, you know, they will never bother to go through, the process that many will never allow them to go through. That's where obedience is hidden. There are certain realms in the journey of life. Moiloring motokabile a fiteteng or modimo a tsebe go press some of the things. Moiloring they are not of value bophelong ba hae. That is why the Bible says Jesus Christ had to go via the place by the name of Gethsemane, where the name itself simply means oil press. You know, his anointing was supposed to be thoroughly pressed there, you know, in order for him to align himself with the will of God. And that is what we call total obedience. For the Bible says, Jesu ka molomwae o la re ntate, ha o no ya ka nna. But let your will be done. That is total obedience. So how many times, Muruti Moabi, when we go through some stuff, when we go through some, you know, family struggles, where the members of the families, they turn against you because they've listened to the foreign voice, where your own siblings, they turn against you, where the entire family, the people of your the same blood, they turn against you, they hate you, you know, Babana is something erring, no, let's kill this one, let's pull him down, come on, let us destroy him, because of the anointing and the favor of God upon your life. And not only that, you are holier than thou, because only come Rutuaka to align yourself with the will of God. And now this is where Mruti tonight, Banaba Mudimu, they must be very careful of the challenges and the struggles that the enemy is bringing towards our life. He hates the family.
I want us, Muruti, in the next coming weeks to really look at the whole issue of restoring families. I would say altar, but it might not be in a way that when we explain Angating. This whole issue, Ahore, we need to strive for unity. We need to strive for peace as husbands and wives. Because this thing, Ahore, you know, soka fela nje out of the blue. It must come to... you can't just be listening to any thoughts and the next thing you are taking your spouse. Muruti, unfortunately, that our time is up. Your contact details are 072-316-317. Agree, Muruti?
That's correct, man of God.
I'll go and happen next week in Fundiswa.
Bless you so much, Heaven of the Most High God.
072-316-317. Bye-bye.
Radio Pulpit. Bye, sir.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Moabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.